Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Their citizenship at 220+% higher than at any other time in recorded modern history in our nation's 236 years. They're trying to flee the country. We have massive financial news that we're going to be breaking down today as well. We just have huge amounts of information on every front. It is an absolute deluge of info that I'm going to attempt to break down on the broadcast today. Obviously, there's also a lot of news coming out about Hillary and all of her bizarre activities and their enemies list and how they persecute even Democrats that are rivals to their criminal operations. We're going to be looking at moves to nullify the NDAA and indefinite detention at the state level. Also, more on the woman held by TSA for reading Jewish newspaper going public, and she's now speaking out. We broke that story Friday. DrudgeReport.com picked it up, and now the New York Post and other people are freaking out over it because the TSA is proud of themselves. They say, we're going to ask you what you're reading. Well, yeah, they data mine. Here's the big story. I'm going to get into this later. The TSA for over a decade, but now they're public last year, data mines via NSA and open networks everything about you, and they're being set up as a domestic security spy force that will then roll out on the streets of America. Now, that's already happened. And I told you 12 years ago when they were first set up that they would be on the streets of America because I saw their founding meetings repeatedly on C-SPAN with Governor Ridge and others of Homeland Security. So I've known their plan all along. You're going to have TSA on the streets everywhere. They're going to have a data pad with what you ate for dinner the night before at a major chain. They're going to know how many guns you own, where you live, everything about you, whatever wrong data gets into the databases, which we see constantly. In fact, I was saying that Alex Jones lady from England, the big talk show host, was born on the same day. No, they put my birth date in as her birth date. And that's even listed. I was looking by the BBC in one area as her birth date, my birth date. That's just an example. Wikipedia's had my name spelled wrong, Imrik. They have the wrong spelling of Imrik up there. And they always have. And I sent them a copy of my driver's license, and they will not change it. They said, well, you're the person this is about, so we can't believe anything you say. And I'm like, I am the public figure, Alex Jones. This is like 5 years ago. And they said, prove it. Send us some info. So I sent it to one of the editors. They said, nah, we're not going to do that. So now, when I try to get on airplanes and stuff, they've asked, well, the spelling we have of Imrik is like this. And I go, that's wrong. And I show them my driver's license, and I still have had issues, I don't know, 5 or 6 times because of that. And that's an example just because of Wikipedia. People ask, why am I? I'm kind of digressing here. It was just a factoid. That's why one of our big Facebooks that has 700,000 members has Imrik spelled wrong because it was a fan page somebody made for us and gave to us. They use that disinfo. So it's not only are they getting your information wrongly and stealing it, a lot of it is incorrect, ladies and gentlemen. Especially if you have a common name like Alex Jones. I mean, oh my gosh. I have been blamed for more stuff other Alex Joneses have done, and other Alex Joneses have bemoaned to me that they get blamed because we've got people that don't like me for everything I do. So it just shows how dangerous these technocracies are. It's kind of like in the movie Brazil where the bug falls in the typewriter, and instead of Buttle, it's Tuttle, and they come and arrest him and disappear him and ruin his life and then ruin other people's lives, all because the police state got something wrong. All right, that's a side issue. I'm going to regroup when we come back on the other side, and I'm going to attempt to hammer through. Oh, my gosh, the top story, Bloomberg has been caught in a secret gun confiscation plan, biggest news ever.
from 1946 to 1989, during the period known as the Cold War. The enemies of freedom sent teams into their own citizens' homes in order to place listening devices and cameras. They tracked the movements and personal relationships of anyone they could in order to preserve the power of the state. 25 years later, you carry a tracking beacon with you and bug your own homes with your cell phone. History is repeating itself.
Tear down this wall.
Go to privacycase.com today and get a privacy case. Let's protect ourselves from this high-tech iron curtain that is trying to crush our right to privacy. The American-made privacy case uses military-grade shielding technology to stop these criminals and thieves in their tracks. Go to privacycase.com today and use coupon code GCN for 10% off. Privacycase.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
There's only one thing more pro-liberty and hardcore anti-tyranny than America. And that is Texas, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I come to you from the capital of America, Austin, Texas, which obviously the enemy has captured. We are here trying to remove it from the hands of the kleptocratic Democrats who obviously completely run by foreign offshore banks. You know, during the last break, when we went into break from the first segment on this Monday, 10th day of February, 2014 transmission, I saw a quote from Obama up there about comprehensive immigration reform on CNN, as we got CNN, Fox, you name it, on the TVs out there monitoring dinosaur media. And it was Obama saying, quote, did the Republicans support comprehensive immigration reform in 2006? Everyone knows the answer. I rest my case. As if they're just partisanly in the House blocking legalizing tens of millions of illegals and then allowing them to bring in their families, who then promptly get put on welfare and promptly vote to take everyone's guns and promptly vote to make us a communist country, basically. A lot's changed since 2006. The libertarian movement has begun to take over the Republican Party, in the words of Joe Biden and Barack Obama and Karl Rove. All those guys are on the same team. The enemy of their enemy is their friend. Sure, Karl Rove and the Democrats aren't on the same team because they all want to have control of the system, of the bureaucracy. But when it comes to knocking out the real Tea Party, that's all they meet about when you learn about Democrat and Republican top strategy meetings with all the blue bloods and all the establishment people. They talk about one thing at Bilderberg, and that's stopping the liberty movement in America. Because if the United States can be wrested from the clutches of the monopoly capitalist, anti-free market pieces of garbage, we can roll back their entire program worldwide. The fate of the world rests in the United States. 1776 will either be launched from the United States to roll back tyranny, or 1984 will continue to be pushed and funded by the blood, sweat, and tears of the once great republic. Because the globalists have already sucked dry and debilitated every other country with their parasitic garbage. And so they came here with their systems of monopoly and the British Empire model that the United States adopted after World War II. And here we are 65 years later, run into the ground. I guess it's longer. How long since 1945 into World War II when we became a global empire? You'd really say really an empire by 1950. That's still from 1950 to now 64 years. Unbelievable. Back to World War II, it's almost 70 years, ladies and gentlemen, to the end of World War II. When our forebears came home after the war, for the first time in modern history, since our country was founded, said, we trust the government now. We're the good guys. We're going to do what's right. And that's why suddenly all the veterans, almost all the white veterans, that's who really led the civil rights movement, said, we're not going to be part of this racism anymore. We're not going to be part of segregating people forcibly. We're not going to be part of not letting folks vote. All over the country, corrupt boss hogs got overthrown. It wasn't even racial. It was just people overthrew them. And all over the country, people said, I'm not going to be part of this. And vets all basically ran for office, like my grandfather in Freestone County, and got elected to office and helped push the Civil Rights Act that Eisenhower put through. He'd been the Supreme Allied Commander. Because it was the idea of, we're the good guys. We're really going to do the right thing. But the bad byproduct of that was buying into the government's good. And the very same eugenicist elements that had been running the country pre-World War II that had set up Hitler and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, this is declassified. This was never even classified. This has been known since the 20s, who set up all the eugenics worldwide. England created it. The United States seeded it worldwide. And that's the system that we now have in place on a planetary scale. Let me just add one little note to you guys. I started getting white noise piercing at the level of a dog whistle into my earpiece. So I don't know what just changed 20 seconds ago, but just give you that. I keep going. It's fine. It's pretty annoying. Okay, now let's stop right there and get into the top story here today, ladies and gentlemen. The top absolute most important story, period. And one of the most important stories I have ever covered. And you know every few months I say this is one of the most important stories. And it's hard to tell which one is the most important of all time. The missing nuke, still missing, confirmed to be missing, almost the entire nuclear command removed, the launch officers removed. There is a coup going on in the military. That's absolutely giant. Fukushima's big, not even the radiation, that's a big issue, but the non-response and not caring and other reactors leaking all over the place just shows the madness, just shows the insanity of the elite, bunch of narcissist control freaks, power-tripping control freak demons. There's been so many other huge stories, so many incredibly important things. Syria almost happening that could lead to World War III, that getting backed off, that's a huge story. By the way, coming up, Iran is being extremely belligerent, and you know I've been anti-Iranian war, but they are really asking for it and really pushing it, and I'm now sure of what we already knew but couldn't confirm currently, that Iran is in league with criminal elements of the New World Order and that the mullahs in 79 were put in power by basically NATO forces out of France and that they're playing a triple game, and I'm going to be breaking that down coming up later in the hour. It's absolutely essential. Sending ships to our coast, threatening to nuke Israel, and showing missile attack maps. This is staged. This is absolutely asking to be attacked. Because the only way the mullahs can stay in power is if they're on the verge of war. And it's disgusting. It is disgusting that they would threaten the world with World War III when the forces of peace here in North America and Europe have already stopped an attack on Iran. It is out of control, and I have analyzed it, and I'm telling you, it's a setup. It is a setup. And I'm going to break it down. It's very sophisticated, very hard to articulate. I'm going to do the best job I can and say 45 after, guys, make me get to that. So that's a huge story. I mean, the point is we're just being hit by giant stories everywhere. But one of the biggest stories for human liberty, an absolute gift, an absolute bonanza, an absolute lottery-winning ticket has fallen into our greedy for liberty laps. And if we don't use this information, and if we don't make a big deal out of this information, I want this top story on the Nightly News tonight. I'm going to shoot a special video today with all the clips condensed to break down the treachery and the treason. If the rest of the real media, the pro-liberty media, the survival media, the common sense media, the non-self-destructive media, the pro-future media, I mean, that's really who we are. It's just normal people who aren't completely insane. If everyone doesn't pick this up and write your own articles about it, and if everyone doesn't run with the ball on this, we deserve what we get. Because this broke on Friday, and it has now Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. It's a Kit Daniels article confirmed, and it's gotten almost no attention. And a lot of pro-gun people have not given this any attention because they're like, tell me something I didn't know already. But the plan is to register and then confiscate all guns in America. That has now been confirmed by a major mayor who was in the meetings with Bloomberg and who was buying into sensible gun control. Yeah, we should know about mentally ill people with guns. We should register. I mean, you know, why do you gun owners care? We just want to stop the bad guys because we know it's going to be used to take them. That's why it's unconstitutional. They were registered before and people knew who owned guns and who was in the militia, so the British came to confiscate them in 1775, folks. This has happened before. Everywhere else in world history, in the last 100 years, they register, they always confiscate. It's 2 plus 2 equals 4. This is so huge. But gun owners go, well, we already know that. No, you know that. But even this mayor of a major town in New York didn't know. He was there believing it. And they were all rubbing their hands together going, once we register, we're going to confiscate. Just like the mayor of Austin, pro tem, Mike Martinez said in that speech, they had signs saying, don't confiscate our guns. No gun confiscation with a stop sign. I've known that guy for 18 years, comes out with that same sign, a stop sign saying, no to confiscation. And Martinez said, hey, we're not doing that now, but as soon as the man said, don't take our guns, he goes, hey, the guy's right in the front row. He goes, he looks at him from 10 feet away, and he goes, hey, we're not going to take your guns now, but after we get done registering, we are. So you keep that sign, you're going to need it. Folks, the thing is, they lie to the public usually and say, we're being reasonable. Nobody wants your guns. We're like, well, in New York or Chicago, where you're in control, you do. These are literal mobsters, folks. And if you go out to the anti-gun folks, most of them mean well. They really are just scared of guns and believe the propaganda. They don't know more guns means less crime. They don't understand everywhere else they've been taken. They don't understand it's about enslavement while the government arms against us. If you go out with a video of Mike Martinez, Democratic officials, part of Mayors Against Gun Violence and Mayors Against Illegal Guns is their new name, and you realize Bloomberg spent tens of millions of his own money to try to disarm you and to try to sue gun manufacturers out of existence while he has 15 bodyguards and armored compounds and jet copters, and he carries a gun on record. Just like Michael Moore and all these other people and Feinstein and all of them, when you realize it's treachery, that will wake the public up. The whole world is a stage, each of us players upon it, as William Shakespeare wrote. We've got to take this treachery, this sneaky in literal rooms with these people, and the fact that it's leaked, and push it out there. We're going to come back and play clips and break it down, but this is a big deal, and it's up on Infowars.com. Bloomberg caught in secret gun confiscation plan.
The
facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalist by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, America is more dangerous than ever, with 9 million property crimes last year. Crimes are happening every day. Be proactive and protect your home and family. Simply Safe Home Security System helps guard against criminals, thugs, and thieves. Listen, Simply Safe is the absolute best alarm system and company in America today. Here's why. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's affordable, no contracts to sign, and is built with the latest wireless technology. Simply Safe protects the ones you love the most, even if a criminal cuts your power and phone lines. When you order Simply Safe today, you'll receive a 10% discount along with a free keychain remote. Don't wait. This offer is only valid through February 28th. Take advantage of this special discount offer at GetSimplySafe.com. That's GetSimplySafe.com. Protect your home and family now at GetSimplySafe.com.
Understand something. When the establishment is done getting our guns, they're going to take everything else. Pension funds, bank accounts, factories, jobs. It's all about domination and control. But I got to say this, a huge awakening is happening. I took my children to Nut Job and it was an anti-Agenda 21 movie, an anti-Obamacare movie. It was incredible. With Liam Neeson. And then I took him to the Lego movie, and I thought, when I walked out, multiple listeners came over and said, we thought you made this movie. And I'm not going to give away the Lego movie, but it is pro-libertarian, pro-human, pro-individual, anti-NSA, anti-surveillance state. I'm telling you, folks, there is a rebellion. All the old guys are dying or are senile, like Sumner Redstone, that I know personally has stopped a lot of libertarian conservative movements in L.A. He has generaled that. I got contacted by a big celebrity yesterday, or the day before yesterday, when I came out of that movie and turned on my text messages. He was saying, keep going with the Hollywood stuff. You're absolutely on target with that. And I know I'm on target with that. I was out with a huge movie producer yesterday shooting. You know, one of the biggest movie TV producers out there. Just a great guy. And we went out shooting with my kids. He invited the kids out to his ranch. And he said, shoot some video for me, but I don't even know if I want to put it out because, you know, guns, they'll come after me. But they're shooting the 50 cals, you name it. Reaper 308s. M4, 223, it was just awesome. 300 yards, he was shooting bullseye, first shot, a lot of fun. But got some tracers out. The point is that almost everybody I run into from Hollywood is already awake and is not a liberal or a conservative. They know about the New World Order. They know about the social engineering. They don't like where everything's going. It's only a few globalists at the top that are running this whole show. And once people are aware of their system, it's over. It's over. Now, I want to get into this gun report right now. And I want to break this down because it's very, very important. Here's the headline and the video I shot yesterday afternoon breaking this down. This needs to go mega viral. Bloomberg caught in secret gun confiscation plan. I mean, we can have a story about gay football players on the website and it gets 3,000 comments. We can put out an incredible article. Mayor, nationwide gun confiscation is goals of mayors against illegal guns. And the story gets 1,186 comments. It should have a million comments because in it, in fact, I want Kit and everybody to keep doing articles on this, but explain. I mean, give it the sensational headline it needs. Bloomberg, explosive, breaking. Bloomberg caught in secret plan to take guns. I mean, this mayor was in there. We already have other mayors that are part of it saying, oh, yeah, once we register, we're going to confiscate. Mike Martinez of Austin, the deputy mayor. When he spoke, the mayor was out of town. He was the mayor. As mayor, we will register. We will confiscate. We have them. They sit there going, we're reasonable, we're nice, put down your weapons, white flag, truce, we want to work together. While meanwhile, they want to disarm us because they're gangsters. Bloomberg, Emanuel, the L.A. mayor, all these people, these are gangsters, folks, who have a will to disarm us and enslave us. And this article, Mayor, Nationwide Gun Confiscation is Goal of Mayors Against Illegal Guns. It's very important. And I want you to tweet that out to everybody. I want you to get my little video that I shot Sunday out to everybody. David Knight's breakdown of it yesterday is up on Infowars.com. We'll put it in a new article. I want to explain that we have an opportunity to literally destroy the anti-gunners. And remember whenever the day, that Sunday, I was on the air 4 years ago when the Copenhagen Treaty got leaked to Lord Monckton, confirmed to be accurate. When the Russians hacked University of East Anglia and got all the UN documents that worldwide they were fixing all the professors to lie and covered a decade of decline in temperature increase. Now it's actually reversing and getting colder. They said hide the decline and all that. We blew them wide open. But the mainstream media wouldn't report on it. I actually got champagne here on air and began drinking it, okay? And then, of course, you saw it in the next few days explode. And you helped push it out there. Just like we got the plastic out of the, you know, one major fast food chain's bread. Now they're going to take it out everywhere, they're announcing. We can blow their Death Stars, folks. This is a Death Star-level event. If you'll simply go down the trench, fire the photon torpedoes, it's over. It's over. We can blow them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Flushing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
So we have Gaten right there.
His name?
Happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the info war.
And if you are watching and listening to this global transmission, my friends, make no mistake, you are the resistance. It is the 10th day of February 2014, and please never thank me for what we do on air. It is an extreme honor to be broadcasting worldwide and resisting the globalists. It is an extreme honor to be alive and able to resist these people. It is an absolute imperative to fight the globalists. It is not something you thank somebody for. I'm simply trying to survive and build a future for my family and your family in a good world together, based on justice and building, not on based on fraud and lies and deceit and gangs and destruction. So again, thank you so much for joining us. Again, they're acting like they have the moral high ground with the anti-gun movement. Oh, it's for the children. Have care about the kids at Sandy Hook. Care about the children. Don't you want more to die? And we need to say, how dare you, when mass shootings are flat, overall gun deaths are down 51% since 92, just department-owned numbers. Wherever you have more guns, you have less crime. People are using firearms to frustrate and stop crime. Literally, I kept saying 14 times that was one Justice Department number. They've got new numbers out that have been independently gathered. I was seeing a few weeks ago, 70 plus times every time there's an actual crime with a gun. Guns are used to stop crime. They have domesticated and disarmed everyone else but a handful of countries, Switzerland, the United States. And the UN openly said July 7th, 2001, that they want a worldwide gun confiscation plan in their UNIDIR meeting. Go look it up. They said civilian ownership of firearms threatens the legitimate power monopoly of the state and that the main goal is the abolition of private ownership of firearms, period. I just quoted it to you. Go look it up. You can type in what I just said and pull it up on their website. They're open about it in their own policy papers and then go, we don't want your guns. We don't. There's no death panels in Obamacare. There's no doubling prices. You can keep your doctor. That's all lies of those conspiracy people that read the bill. And, of course, Feinstein's been truthful and said we want to ban guns. Michael Moore has been truthful before and said the goal is to ban guns. Obama, as a state senator, you can read his quotes in the newspaper where they would send out questionnaires. When he was running for Senate, got into the state Senate, got into the federal Senate, he said, I want a total gun ban. The goal is to ban guns and have a, quote, peaceful society, except they have all the guns. See, they don't lay their guns down in government. They're arming to the teeth with war wagons, tanks, helicopters, billions of rounds of ammo, training to take over major cities. That's why the military's totally waking up, because they've got them in these briefings at the non-commissioned officer level and up, openly preparing for war with us. And the troops are going, this is all true? All these years, what all the conspiracy people said? Where do you think we learned all this? High-level military leaks. That's why we know the whole game plan. So if we lose this fight, we deserve it, folks. We've got the entire enemy attack plan. We know they're an enemy. We know they're usurpers. We know they're illegitimate. I'm getting chills right now. We know they're horrible and want to shut this country down and re-educate us, basically. The globalists have a score to settle with America because we were free compared to other nations. They want to extinguish that. The globalists are generational. They want to destroy you because of who your great-grandparents were, folks. You better get with the program and understand this. I can't believe we even have to have a debate about what side you should join out there if you work in the system. It doesn't mean you have to do a bunch. You got to do a little bit. You got to leak information. You got to legally and lawfully slow down. You got to sabotage. Legally and lawfully, there's lots of ways to not go along with the criminal tyrants. You've got to identify who else is awake. You've got to get prepared. And when you can, or if you're committed, go public, speak out. Everybody can do different things. And together, we will bring down this system as individuals. This system is designed to bring us down. It's designed to bring down productivity and independence. We must bring down the system that is designed to bring us down. We're being fed into a collective wood chipper. We have to sabotage the engine. We have to blow the engine. They're already literally shutting our power plants down, our factories, our small businesses, trying to sabotage the young and impressionable minds of young children, screwing them up in school with 2 + 2 = 5, and, you know, everybody's got two daddies and five-year-olds need to learn how to masturbate, with the perv schools trying to push inoculations and all this other garbage and abortions and all the rest of it. I mean, this is a wall of crooks that we've put up with, who at the end of the day are mentally ill, are psychopathic, are sadistic, and literally love screwing up good, wholesome things. I was looking, and nobody was perfect back then, and there were the evils of that day as well, but I was looking at high school yearbook annuals for a memorial for my uncle coming up next week with all his friends, military buddies coming into town from all over the country that I'm going to be speaking at. And we were going through all the photos of my grandmother's house on Saturday. She's almost 90 years old. And, I mean, seeing pictures of my uncle, you know, winning the hurdles and what good shape he was in and how everybody looked so healthy and so good. And they had, like, posture awards at McCallum High School where he went to school and here in Austin. And it was all about, awards for being honorable and, like, you know, helping disabled children and just... And people were really into that. They were really into being good, but the evil system manipulated their goodness to carry out evil missions later and to literally empower this systematic takeover of the planet while the globalists were also attacking that goodness and undermining America at the same time. Because it's full spectrum attack. It's full spectrum takeover. So here is the top story, ladies and gentlemen. Mayors, nationwide gun confiscation is goal of mayors against illegal guns. And the headline really should be, it's a good headline, it should be, Mayor blows the whistle on secret gun confiscation plan. I mean, this is so big that he's in the meetings with mayors for a disarmed enslaved America should be the real name. And then we have the mayor pro tem in Austin, who's part of Bloomberg's group on record, trying to get gun shows banned, trying to get everything registered, saying to somebody with a sign that says, don't take my guns. We're going to play that clip in a moment. Don't worry. We're not going to do that now, but after we do this registration, remember last year they were trying to pass that, we're going to do that. You're going to need that sign. The incredible evil that they go on the news and say, this is just reasonable. Nobody wants to take your guns. That's a conspiracy theory. Don't listen to those people when it's their stated goal of the UN, Handgun Control Incorporated, the Violence Policy Center, all of it. They're literally like in the military in World War One with loudspeakers. The Germans started it and then the British picked it up. They would say in English, your people have surrendered. We're coming over. Put your hands up and we won't shoot. You don't have to fight. You don't have to die. And people would panic in the trenches and drop their guns. And you'd have the officers going, no, it's a ruse. No, no, you're lying. You're lying, Colonel. It's not a ruse. I get to not fight. I get to go home to mommy. And the colonel would have to pull his sidearm and start shooting his own troops. And then the Germans would come pouring over. Ah, just start slaughtering. Ah, bayonetting. It's the same deal. We're not coming for your guns. There's no Obamacare increasing prices. There's no socialist takeover. There's no plan to legalize the illegals, even though we are going to do it. There's no plan to fund and arm Al-Qaeda. Nothing happened at Benghazi. On and on and on and on. It's a military tactic. We're not going to take your guns. We just take them everywhere we're in control, every city, every country. It's just like Mars Attacks. Don't run. We are your friends. You guys cue it up. I mean, this might as well be the White House's announcement.
Don't run. We are your friends.
And it works. People in the movie put their hands up when they say, don't run, we're your friends. And they see the aliens shoot people, and they disintegrate, and they still put their hands up. And you know, that's actually how it works. I could walk up with a hatchet and go, don't block this, because I'm not going to hit you in the head with it, and just hatchet you in the head. Again, it's like that scene in Saving Private Ryan. We need to find that scene where he's beating the German soldier, they're rolling around with daggers, with bayonets. And that's actually really happened in war. And he goes, shh, let's be friends. And he gives up for a minute. He gets the initiative and drives that knife right into him. And you know, we have all their battle plans. If we sit here and believe these deceitful liars, we get what we deserve. The point I'm getting at here is it's such a big idea and it's so simple, but at the same time, I can't even say it. It's so incredible. They are treacherous enemies taking over for corporate interests that want to monopolize and control the economy and make us poor to control us. They've taken the guns. They're lying to the public saying they don't want to take them. I know you know their plan is to take them, but you've got to get this info out to everyone and say, listen, do you understand the government's arming to the teeth and corporate interests are while they want to disarm the general public? Do you understand that actual gun crime is dropping because gun ownership is increasing? Do you understand the gun culture is actually seen as sexy and cool and all the liberals are buying guns? Look, women in bikinis with guns could save the planet. You make guns a sex symbol again, which is starting to happen. It's over. It's over, folks. That's why we have a big centerfold of a bunch of fast cars, American Eagles, and Leanne McAdoo with 50 caliber rifles in the new February issue. Because that's how we're going to win, is with our own symbols of what's good and wholesome and strong versus the horrible, broke-back, globalist, weak, dependent, welfare, crime-ridden Chicago, New York, big city crime boss cesspits. Okay, we have to get on the offensive and say, listen, you little dirty, stinking, grimer, worm tongue, speaking in our ear, telling us stand down, telling us go along, telling us we're done. No, we recognize you as the enemy, as a fraud. We don't listen to anything comes over your loudspeakers. You're Tokyo Rose saying, lay down, G.I. You're like Baghdad Bob saying, we've kicked the Americans completely out of Iraq. They're not even in the country as bombers fly over and explosions 2 miles away. We're kicking your butt. So go ahead and nuke cities and blame it on the Liberty Movement. Go ahead and kill Mean New World Order. Go ahead and pull whatever you're going to pull. Nothing's stopping us. We have the initiative, and people want to be free, and you're not stopping us. You're not going to get rid of humanity. You're not going to force merge us with machines. You're not going to keep jacking the food and the water. We're banning your GMO worldwide. We're discovering all the hidden tech we told you about 15 years ago and everything. The public's discovering that. The Trojan horses. The tricks only work once. They don't work over and over again. And now as you suck the resources out to make us poor, it's going to have the opposite effect because we're going to tell everybody who did it. Do you understand that, scum? Do you understand me? So again, here is the giant news, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to play these clips right now. You need to get this article. I'm going to have more articles out on this. The big news is everybody in the media, every other talk show host, everybody that listens to this show, I could care less if you give us credit. In fact, I want you to be bigger than I am. Just at a selfish level, I don't like to be absolute tip of the spear, okay? I've walked point enough. All of us need to attack at once with the truth viciously. For all our ancestors, for us currently and our children, and for basic justice, that a bunch of scum not be allowed to run everything. I mean, it is wrong to have a bunch of anti-human, control freak, gangster slime bags with crazed, criminally active eyes. Just look at Bloomberg. Can you punch my computer up? Just look at that smirking evil intelligence, absolutely hell-bent on bankrupting the gun makers. He used to admit that years ago, taking all the guns, going, I don't want your guns. I'm actually more pro-Second Amendment than anybody. Don't run. I'm your friend. Just register them and just give us the gas. We spare your lives, like right out of The Road Warrior. The great humongous, the Ayatollah of rock and roll, says that if you just lay down and give us the gas, we will be your friend. And then people try to run and give them the gas, and they rape and kill them. But you won't listen. Humongous wants to cut your head off and stick it on a spear. Humongous, that's what Humongous does. Mayor Bloomberg is a 21st century, suited, humongous, Wall Street scamming piece of crap. Look at him. Put him on screen. Just look at him. He thinks that you are his slave. He thinks you're broken. He thinks you don't have a spirit. He thinks that you are meat on the table for him to eat. Well, I got news for you, jackass. I am not your slave, and we are rousing and rising the human spirit, and it will not be subverted. As I tell you what's happening, I've studied the global elite, and I've studied their history. They're getting so much blowback from all the poison and the cultural garbage. Their kids are all screwed up. The elite aren't as hardworking as they used to be. They're falling apart. They wanted to make us weak. They're weak. He's weak. He's only making people like us stronger. You think you can attack me? You think you can pull this stuff on somebody like me and my ancestors, everybody else's ancestors out there, and it won't activate something you can't even deal with, you scum? Oh, yeah, you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen. As the spirit of humanity begins to rise, nothing's going to stop us. Nothing on earth's going to stop us. We're committed. The juggernaut started to roll downhill at you, and it's going to get faster and faster and faster. And let's play a game of chicken, New World Order. You think when you set off nukes or cause World War III, you're not going to be fished out of those bunkers? You don't think all the military in those bunkers with you aren't going to realize who did it all and aren't going to do you-know-what to all of you? No matter what you do, you're going to fail, and you'll never kick the ghost out of the machine that is liberty. You understand that? Excuse me. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that we are on the verge of the new renaissance. We are on the verge of so much good. If we just realize that they've taken over the churches, they've taken over the culture, they have literally poisoned the society, so crones like Hillary Clinton, punchupdrugsreport.com, look at that ugly, evil, I mean ugly spiritually, ugly, evil witch, and realize, is that maggot meant to dominate us? Are we meant to be her slave? No. Excuse me. The point is, ladies and gentlemen, is that I am so excited about this because if you realize we have them sneaking around in secret meetings with a plan to register the guns, to confiscate them, to violate the civil rights of all Americans. This is civil right, like not letting black people vote or not, you know, all the rest of it. They want to steal your right to defend yourself. They literally want you domesticated. They want to dehorn you, declaw you, This is what they think. And you've got to realize it and take it personal. I mean, I cannot believe Kit Daniels wrote an article about this on Friday, and no other big gun publications, no one picked it up. I mean, it's in the city's newspaper. Mayor John C. Tasinski. If I'm pronouncing that right, I want to get him on. How do you pronounce that? T-K-A-Z. Tazik. Said he quit the group, Tazik, after he quit the group after realizing it was simply a vehicle for Michael Bloomberg to promote his personal gun control agenda. He goes, it didn't take long to realize in the meetings that their plan was to not stop felons from getting illegal guns. He goes, under the guise of helping, mayors facing a crime and drug epidemic, the group is intended to promote confiscation of guns from law-abiding citizens. And he goes on to admit that's what they talked about in the meetings. And then we've got the mayor, pro tem of Austin, who's part of it, saying that's the plan. But he loves it. He loves it because he has an instinctive evil, a need to dominate people better than him, smarter than him, so he can feed off of us. No way, scumbag!
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
What's making Americans sick and fat? It's too many GMO foods and toxins, destroying our digestive systems, causing poor digestion and suppressed immune systems. A suppressed immune system prevents clear thinking and the ability to fight the corporate and big pharma agendas. Detox now with Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 liquid probiotic is wheat, dairy, and soy-free, gluten-free, and made with all non-GMO certified organic ingredients. Pro-EM-1's power is based in good bacteria, live microbes, and all their metabolites, including vitamins, amino acids, and enzymes that support a healthy digestive system, suppress pathogens, and eliminate toxins. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Some folks are born.
Some folks are born. Make the way to fly.
Ooh. The red, white, and blue.
The red, white, and blue. And when the band plays, how can the chief blood know?
They point
to killing
at you.
Something.
It ain't me.
That it ain't me.
You know what it is? We have been trained to put up with almost anything. You got a bunch of big Wall Street and Hollywood people and Obama and all these people trying to get our guns, and the Republicans won't even get vicious. They argue back and forth about, now we are for sensible gun control, but this provision goes too far. It should be, look, you've taken guns everywhere you've ever been. Stop acting like you don't want to take them. Shut up, Piers Morgan, redcoat trash. Go back to England with your crime rate 10 times higher than ours when it comes to mugging, stabbings, and killings. Oh, yeah, there's almost no gun crime because all the guns are confiscated. And the thugs run around raping and killing whoever they want. The facts are in. England has the highest crime rate in Western Europe. Switzerland has the lowest in the world. Because Switzerland, everyone is packing full auto. Which isn't even really that good. I don't like full auto. The point is, I was even select fire, not a single or three burst. The point is that it's just such a fraud. And Adan Salazar's got a big article coming out. Shouldn't have been yelling earlier. Or growling, actually. Adan Salazar's got an article coming out. 50 mayors have exited because they were in these meetings with Bloomberg. Since this broke, he's now found mainstream news buried where 50 mayors have exited the group saying they don't want to confiscate guns. It's happening. It's happening. So the implosion's happening, but if the tree falls and nobody's there to hear it, did it make a sound? You've got to get the articles that are going to come out and the articles that have already come out and my basic video that's up on Infowars.com, and you've got to get it out to everybody. Now, there's so much news over the top that I haven't even gotten to. I'm going to pray during the next break that I can focus and just cover this all. There is so much. Stay with us to the next hour. But there's the video I did yesterday. And I would have come in yesterday, but I was already set to go shooting with friends and family. And so I shot this video so David Knight could break it down. David did a great job on the show yesterday going over all of it. And what I'll do is later in the next hour, after I've covered all the huge Iran news, Olympics news, banking news, I've got to get to it. It's all insane. I will get all the clips of them admitting the conspiracy to disarm the American people. And I can do a concise report. We can add to articles live on air, but we can add once it's gone to YouTube to wake folks up. But lastly, it is absolutely essential for everyone out there to financially support this transmission. We're here 110% going up against the globalists, and we are having major victories, but we're being attacked as well. White House-run groups are all on record literally saying, I'm calling for violence, need to be arrested. That's because they're hoping they can sell that idea. They're dreaming. I don't care. I want to keep living, but I sure want to beat you, and that comes first. So I'm not worried about it. And the issue is, I do worry about losing, though. So just please fund us. Buy the InfoWarsLife.com coffee, the Survival Shield, the Fluoride Shield, the Supernova Vitality. That's great for women as well. Consult your physician, though. This is really high-powered, real stuff. And your purchases make the broadcast possible. We're going to end a special today where you can get 5 months free. We do that always in December into January. We went long this year to see the nightly news. You can get a membership for $5.95 a month or get a year membership and get almost half a year, 5.3 months free, at PrisonPlanet.tv and see the nightly news. And 11 people can use the membership simultaneously. Best deal out there in subscriber news. And you are funding the tip of the spear, literal Viking berserk news insanity against the globalist madness. We love liberty, and we are insane for freedom, and we will defeat the enemy because we are desperate.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.